Welcome to the Payment Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack, and on today's episode, we're going to be taking a listen in on a conversation had between Sarah Grotta, the Director of Debit and Alternative Products Advisory Service at Mercator Advisory Group, and Andrea Gilman, the SVP of Product Management, New Payments, and Commercial Products at MasterCard, and who is also on the Faster Payments Council. And Sarah and Andrea are going to be talking about, you know, what is the Faster Payments Council? Is it going to be taking off where the Faster Payments Task Force took off? And a lot of other interesting Faster Payments related conversation. So without any further delay, let's start the show.
Andrea, it's very good to be speaking with you, particularly regarding one of my favorite topics, Faster Payments. In particular, on this podcast, we want to discuss the recent announcement regarding the formation of the U.S. Faster Payments Council, or FPC. If we could start off, could you please explain for us the role of the U.S. Faster Payments Council and why it's needed?
Sure. And by the way, we're really happy to be talking to you about this today as well. So the goal of the Faster Payments Council is to facilitate a ubiquitous and world-class payment system, right, where Americans can safely and securely pay anyone, anywhere, and at any time with immediate funds availability. So the role of the Faster Payments Council is really to focus on private sector approaches to achieving that reality. And I think really importantly, the Faster Payments Council will focus on collaborative problem solving, just as was done in the governance framework formation team and the Faster Payments Task Force before that. So on this idea of inclusiveness and collaboration, the idea is to have representation from a number of different segments across the payments ecosystem, including business end users, consumer groups, financial institutions, both large and small, payment networks, and technology providers. And so we'll be really focused on dialoguing to meet the needs of all these various constituents.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, when you think about any brand new payments technology, of course there are a lot of issues that need to be worked out, particularly as it's being formulated or just being rolled out. And you know, I heard you mention, you know, one of the topics that you'll cover is how do we reach ubiquity in the U.S. for faster payments? And beyond ubiquity, what are some of the other FPC top priorities that you'll be covering?
Yeah, sure. As we look to modernize the U.S. payments ecosystem, which of course is a rather complicated ecosystem, there's bound to be a number of different issues and opportunities that will be worked out together. And so the priorities are things that will drive both a safe and ubiquitous system. So what we've done is there's a number of work streams that are being kicked off that we believe at the Faster Payments Council we need to tackle efficiently and effectively. And they include things such as supporting the adoption of practices to support safety and security, as well as things that support education and awareness so that there's a better understanding of what faster payments is, how it works, and even what the FPC is. And then there's also a number of initiatives underway that will focus on operational areas, things like how do we support a directory model that works for faster payments in the U.S.
Interesting. Yeah, the directory problem can be pretty tricky to solve, I know, but I think there are some good activities and some good studies coming out in the marketplace. But another question I had for you, or I guess a few questions, is who founded the FPC, and is this really going to just pick up where the Faster Payments Task Force left off?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to think about it. The Faster Payments Council will essentially pick up where the task force left off. And I think importantly, many of the tenets and findings of the task force will continue to serve as the touchstone for all the work going forward. So the way it unfolded is in 2017, one of the top recommendations of the task force was to form this governance framework for information team, also known as the GIFT, to develop and implement a governance framework that was inclusive of all the stakeholders. So the Faster Payments Council was founded by the 27 members of the GIFT, working in close partnership with the Fed. And so what you'll see is also through that work, what the GIFT did is we had discussed this, the elements, the bylaws, the operating vision, and we put forth some of that information to the public for comment in this summer, and then took that feedback and reflected that in what is available today on our website.
Very good. You know, you also mentioned that for the FPC, you're looking for participants from a variety of payment disciplines. Who do you think should join this particular group? And also, can you tell us how interested parties can join if they would like to participate?
Sure, and you're absolutely right. One of the very critical goals of the FPC is inclusiveness. So members of business and users, payment network operators, financial institutions, consumer end users, technology providers, they're all encouraged to join because we think that will drive a lot of value for all these various individuals and businesses to come together and talk about what they need to have achieved in this newer payment system. And so the best way to join is really simply to go to fasterpaymentscouncil.org, where there's a lot of additional information as well as the ability to apply for membership.
Very good. In sort of next to that, if you could talk a little bit about how the council's governance is going to be determined.
Sure. The voting membership is going to be electing a board of directors, which of course will be accountable to the members for setting strategic direction as well as work that and making sure that that work is consistent with the principles of the Faster Payments Council. And that board will also be responsible for ensuring that the views of the various segments are represented and so forth. And so this information is also available on the website, but the board will be comprised of up to 21 members representing the different membership segments. So that was a big focus, was to make sure that there was, again, diverse and inclusive membership across the segments, not just in the membership, but also in the board.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you represent MasterCard, and I understand that MasterCard is one of the founding members. And of course, MasterCard is much more than just a card network. But I think it's kind of interesting about your role in this Faster Payments organization. And do you see Faster Payments competing with card payments in any way? Or really, how do you see these two payment types coexisting?
Yeah, we still really are looking after the payments and think there's a lot of opportunity for payments that are made today on cash and check, and that's really where we are focused. And I think everybody agrees that there is a need to electronify those payments. I think it's also important to think about how we define faster payments, which I think everybody understands that they tend to offer more speed and continuous service. But I think the important thing to note there, too, is that faster payments can run on different rails. So it really depends which rail they run on based on consumer or customer and needs. So for instance, at MasterCard, we have faster payment products today that run on the debit rails, and those services are largely thought of as MasterCard Send. But we've also announced products and services that will run on the clearinghouse rail. So again, it really depends on the use case and what is needed in that particular instance. So at MasterCard, we've seen a lot of success and growth on products that have been running on the debit rails. And these are MasterCard Send products that really solve pain points and needs in the insurance industry, in humanitarian aid, in the gig and healthcare industry. So that's been really an important set of products and initiatives for us. But there is also still a number of use cases where check is a predominant form factor, and we think that new use cases and applications that also run on the clearinghouse rails will be really important. And there I'm thinking about things like bank bill pay that we just announced very recently, as well as opportunities for new applications in the business payment space, where again, still a lot of payments are being made today via check.
It really is outstanding, not only the numbers, but the trillions of dollars that are still running rather inefficiently on checks. So that will be, I think, certainly something that the payments industry is looking forward to finding the right solution. But how would you suggest that listeners find out more about FPC?
We would love for your listeners to find more about the Faster Payments Council, and there's a lot of information as well as a membership form at fasterpaymentscouncil.org.
Great. Is there anything else on this topic you want to make sure that we take away?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. I would say that at MasterCard, we have a long history of industry collaboration, and that both MasterCard and the Faster Payments Council value diverse customers and perspectives. And so we really want to hear what it is that our customers, and we think here both of consumers and corporates as well as FIs, want and need as they evolve payments modernization initiatives.
Thank you very much. This has been great background.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.